Why do you think you made that decision? Ah, I see. Let's talk about your social life. How does that make you feel?
Friends, homework, family, love, all the pressures of high school have landed Stella right in a therapist's office. And how does that make you feel is the question of the hour. This week on YouthCast, producer Kathleen Ross brings us a radio drama that explores the dark and fantastic thoughts of a depressed teen.
It's 5:15. They're 15 minutes early. Stella sinks into a chair and crosses her arms. Avoiding any of the questioning stares of the occupants of the waiting room, Stella paws through her purse. She imagines what the others assume her reason for being there might be. Bipolar psycho, weed fiend, little Lolita, child of divorced parents, obsessive compulsive. What do they know, sneers Stella. Stella's mother, dressed in a crisp yellow sundress, smiles widely at the receptionist when it is her turn. In a light falsetto, Stella's mother tells the receptionist,
"I have an appointment for Stella."
She seems too proud of it, Stella thinks. Hidden, muffled speakers play soft and easy listening music. It carries and dances around the waiting room, falling lightly into people's ears. Leaning back in the chair, Stella decides that one could easily drift off into sleep in this chair. She closes her eyes. She dreams that she has missed the appointment during her nap.
The waiting room is
straighten the blanket, fluff the throw pillows on the couch, open the window so the light will filter in and the street below can be seen, add a new box of tissues, turn the phone ring to low, open a fresh page in the notebook, 5:30, time for the next appointment. The therapist smooths her linen blouse and adjusts her horn-rimmed glasses as she exits the office. She is sprawled on the peach tiles in the bathroom. "Take another pill," a voice in her head whispers. "One more pill will make the pain go away," a voice in her head tells her. The painkiller's bottle lays two-thirds empty in front of her, next to the half-empty bottle of vodka. Pill, swig, pill, swig. The voice instructs her. She keeps pilling and swigging, pilling and swigging, until the bottles become blurry and then black. The therapist's voice is gentle, almost sedated in its tone.
"Hello there, I'm Stella's mother. You came highly recommended from many different sources. Stella has just been feeling a little blue lately, haven't you, Stella? I'm sure you'll be able to help her out."
"First thing is first, I would like to meet her." Stella rises from her chair, sullenly, and shakes the therapist's hand. "Would you like to come into my office, Stella?" National Geographic, Time, Woman's World, Newsweek, Martha Stewart Living, Cosmopolitan, Allure, U.S. Weekly, Sports Illustrated. Stella's mother flips through the magazines in the waiting room. Tapping her manicured nails on the armrest, she becomes impatient. She checks her watch. It's 5:30 and the therapist isn't out of her office yet. She knew that this therapist might not be right for her, Stella. It was a gamble coming here because she had only heard a tiny bit about this therapist, but knew that she prescribed antidepressants, which was probably all that Stella needed. The therapist's voice is gentle, almost sedated in its tone.
"Hello there, I'm Stella's mother. You came highly recommended from many different sources. Stella has just been feeling a little blue lately, haven't you, Stella? I'm sure you'll be able to help her out."
"First thing is first, I would like to meet her." They look around. Stella isn't in the waiting room. The heavy exit door shuts behind her as she runs down the staircase. Each cement step tires her out more and more until she reaches the street level. Running to the nearest curb, she flags down a cab. "Take me anywhere," she tells the cabbie. The couch. Stella feels like she can't even begin, even though the therapist waits with a warm, welcoming expression. How can she put into words feelings that have been swirling inside of her for almost a year now? She doesn't want to be here. Beginning to cry, Stella places her head in her hands. The therapist hands her a box of tissues.
"How does that make you feel?"
"Uh-huh.
How was that?"
"Hmm, I see. Did this change you in any way?"
Interesting. Let's talk about your childhood. Yes, yes. Did this make you nervous and or scared? Mm-hmm. Why do you think you made that decision? Ah, I see. Let's talk about your social life. How does that make you feel?
The therapist's voice is gentle, almost sedated in its tone.
Hello there, I'm Stella's mother. You came highly recommended from many different sources. Stella has just been feeling a little blue lately, haven't you, Stella? I'm sure you'll be able to help her out.
First thing is first, I would like to meet her.
Well, that doesn't seem very important to me. Isn't it time we begin the session? I'm sure I can tell you what is going on in Stella's head.
She marches into the office, and the therapist follows her, leaving Stella in the waiting room. Stella is sobbing.
I don't want to do anything anymore. I'm so afraid that I'm going to fail or mess up somehow. I can't even do the things that I used to do without having a complete nervous breakdown. And I always need people around me. I can't be alone. I can't without feeling so empty. How can I live my life when I'm constantly doubting myself and putting myself down? I just want to be able to feel like the old Stella again. I've lost her because I've been so sad and I've just hated myself for the past year.
She breaks off and continues to cry. Her pen hovering above her notebook, the therapist says,
Mm-hmm. And how does that make you feel?
First, I would like to get to know you a little more, Stella. Looking at colleges yet?
A little. Stella's mother, peeking through the crack in the door, has been watching the beginning of a therapist appointment and says,
We visited Vassar, Columbia, Sarah Lawrence, Bard, and a few more.
She opens the door and comes into the room, sitting on the couch next to Stella.
Ooh, this is comfy. Now where was I?
Sports, school, after-school activities, phone, chores, college trips, homework, job, community service, friends, dances, family, movies, self, more friends, drama, boyfriends, television, gossip, parties, internet, holidays, college applications, more gossip. Who has time to be sane, Stella thinks. More school. Stella's mother is absorbed in a magazine. Suicide. Throw yourself in front of a train. Pop pills. Leave the car running in the garage. Starve. Cool pistol to a hot forehead. Drink. Drowned in river. Hang. Crash the car. Fire. Swallow poison. Overdose. Jump off the balcony. Suicide.
See, I was the middle child in the family, and my mother always put a lot of pressure on me to be perfect, so I think that's why I'm struggling to grasp my own potential.
Stella's mother explains, dabbing her eyes with a tissue. The therapist nods.
Mm-hmm. And how does that make you feel?
Sitting next to her mother on the couch, Stella is frustrated. I thought this was supposed to be my appointment. Her mother snaps her head and glares at Stella. She can't sleep. The night beckons to her and begs her to stay up and enjoy each twilight hour. And when she does attempt to leave the nightmares haunt her dreams. Dreams of death and pain keep her up with the night. An hour of sleep in the morning is all you need, the voice tells her. Stay up with us, she hears. The night is calm if she is awake, but it is rough if she tries to dream. She can't sleep. Her body doesn't allow her to sleep.
See, she is the middle child in the family, and there's a lot of pressure on her to be perfect, so I think that's why she's struggling to grasp her own potential.
Stella's mother explains, dabbing Stella's eye with a tissue. The therapist nods. I can't do this anymore, Stella declares. Stella jumps up from the couch and dives out the open window, plummeting to the street below. Hitting the pavement, she gets up and runs to the nearest curb, flagging down a cab. Take me anywhere, she says to the cabbie.
How does that make you feel?
Uh-huh.
How was that?
I see. Did this change you in any way? Interesting. Let's talk about your childhood. Yes, yes. Did this make you nervous and or scared?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you made that decision?
Ah, I see. Let's talk about your social life. How does that make you feel?
The bathroom floor was peach. And her blood was red. A modern artist's interpretation of a teenager's strife. Drop of red, speckles of red, puddles of red. They found her painting of peach and red and called the ambulance, unable to understand the true craftsmanship behind it. Only a faint scar now remains, but when she is sad, she grabs her wrist and can still sense the broken veins, feeling resentful. Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a bowl of cherries. Happiness comes from a few of my favorite things. Happiness is kittens and puppies. Happiness is friendship. Happiness is little things in life. Happiness is being in love. Happiness isn't a little pill, Stella thinks. I'll never be top of the class. I'll never get into college. I'll never move out of my hometown. I'll never have a boyfriend. I'll never please my parents. I'll never be homecoming queen. I'll never excel in sports. I'll never be able to lose weight. I'll never be original. I'll never look like that model in the magazine. I'll never amount to anything. I'll never let myself be a failure. She stops pacing back and forth on the peach tiles. I'll never let myself go on living like this, she says. She pulls a trigger. I think this was a good session. I do too. It felt good to talk to someone who wasn't connected to my life, Stella admits. Well, let's bring in your mother now. Her mother enters, folding a magazine and tucking it under her arm. So when would you like to make the next appointment for Stella?
Same time next week?
Now, let's all hold hands and forget all the bad things that have passed between one another. This is an exercise that I only perform with patients I think that have really reached this point in their life. Now remember, be free, be floating. Stella, her mother, and her therapist hold hands and jump out of the window together, landing in a crooked mess on the pavement. I think this was a good session. I do too. It felt good to talk to someone who wasn't connected to my life, Stella admits. Well, let's bring in your mother now. Her mother enters, folding a magazine and tucking it under her arm. So when would you like to make the next appointment for yourself?
For me?
Stella rises and places her hand on her mother's shoulder. Yes, we decided that it's you that should have the therapy, not me. Stella nestles into the white jacket wrapped around her. The tall men close the door to the van and drive off. Her mother and the therapist watch as the van disappears around the corner.
Oh well, at least I can visit on the weekends.
It's 6:30, and the appointment got over just in time. Stella's mother is pleased because she will be able to make it home in time to get the chicken in the oven. Stella is quiet as they walk out to the car. Stella's mother asks,
"Do you mind going to therapy, sweetie?"
"It's fine," Stella grumbles, rolling her eyes and shuffling her feet.
"Yes, but how does it make you feel?" I just want to be able to feel like the old Stella again.
How does that make me feel? A story by Kathleen Ross.
There is something wrong with me.
Kathleen Ross produced And How Does That Make You Feel for Blunt Youth Radio Project, a group that runs out of WMPG in Portland, Maine. To learn more about this piece, go to youthcast.org. There you'll find an interview with Kathleen talking about her influences, process, and more. Again, that's youthcast.org. Youthcast is a project of Generation PRX, a website that is all about youth radio. Go to generation.prx.org to learn more. Youthcast will be back in 2 weeks with another story by a talented young producer. Youthcast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. I'm Kira Feldman. Thanks for listening.